in the team. Speaking of back in the team, Travis Dean was back in the team for the Victorians in the Shield game against New South Wales, just completed, and decided that he'd make the most of his opportunity by carrying the bat, making 144 not out in the first dig and being player of the match. He joins us on the line. Trav, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
Going very well, mate. How are you going? How are you feeling after the week that was for you?
Personally, pretty satisfied. As a team, it was disappointing to sort of get a day washed out and not get a chance to get a result in the end. But to take the draw and have two wins early in the year, we just said that before the season, I think we'd take it.
No worry about the team. We're bored of playing New South Wales. We've beaten them twice. We didn't need to do it three times. It's all about you, Trav. You get your chance back in the team at the top of the order and you carry your bat. What were you saying, Whitey, the other day? The fourth player to do it twice?
No, only the third player to do it twice. Bill Laurie, Matthew Elliott, and now Travis Dean.
So you've done that. I mean, you must have been ecstatic with the way you've come back into it.
You sort of work really hard while you're out of the team and try and, get those performances on the board. But, 3-2, I wasn't really thinking anything. Just trying to get through the night.
What's it like, Travis, when you're not in the team, you're part of the squad and you're working your backside off to try and get an opportunity? And when you know you've scored big before, you've made a century in a Shield final before, and your performance on debut was absolutely amazing. What's it like when you have achieved at the level, you fall out of the team and you're trying to push your case to get back in?
As Victoria, we're such a big and talented squad, so you sort of just got to wait for your turn and you got to be ready. We talk about being ready whenever you get your opportunity, because it might not come around, or it might come around once in a blue moon. So to have guys like Harry Maddow and Scotty go up, and for other guys like Xavier Crome, myself and Brody Crouch, just to get the opportunity, you put in all those hours just to try and get that opportunity and you make sure you're ready to go. So you have some long sessions, you have some tough sessions while the guys are away and you feel like you're missing out on a lot, but it's squad mentality at the end of the day, and everyone's going to hopefully get an opportunity and just make sure that you can take it, really.
Is it helpful having a test opening batsman as your coach at Victoria?
Yeah, Bucky, he's played all around the world. He's played, hundreds and hundreds of first-class games, so he's someone that we can really fall back on. And halfway through last year, I was fortunate enough to do a little bit of work with him while the guys were at the Big Bash, and just change my setup a little bit and hone a little bit of that. But this year, I've sort of reached out to Cam White and done a fair bit of work with him while the guys have been away for the Shield games. And, I've had a fair few sessions with him where it's been really good for me just to talk cricket with Whitey and sort of pick up him picking up things on me and sort of adjusting a few little things here and there. So that's really been good for me.
And Trav, I was going to ask you about that, about whether you actually did go back and make any changes, because in a lot of ways you lost your spot in the team circumstantially, largely. I mean, you had a couple of bad games, but only two. Before that, if you look back at your record, it's been excellent. You're captaining Victoria, and then all of a sudden you're out of the team. So I'm interested in how you reacted to that.
Yeah, as you said, before COVID hit, I was kind of sort of found a bit of a groove, and COVID hit, and then the season sort of abruptly ended. That just happens. And last year I was fortunate enough to get two opportunities. But with the team the way we are, being such a good team and having such good players at the top of the order, you need to take the opportunities, and unfortunately last year that I didn't take those three innings that I had and didn't convert any of them into runs. So you just got to wait your turn. As I said, you can't get too carried away, you can't get too up and down. If I was making hundreds, I wouldn't be out of the team. That's the way you look at it. So every time you get a chance to put on that Vic cap, you just got to make it a winner, really.
Yeah, and I talk about it from a circumstantial point of view, that not only was it the fact that, Pekowski did so well when he opened the batting when he came in with Marcus Harris in that bubble, but going back to the next level down, it was all white ball cricket. So, and that doesn't necessarily suit the way you play. So it was hard for you to go and get a truckload of runs or spend 4 or 5 hours out there in the middle, because that wasn't on offer.
Everyone's in the same situation, I guess. You just got to put your head down and try and, as I said, try and make runs wherever you are. If that's one-day cricket, that's one-day cricket. You've got to be good enough to try and adapt and make runs there and push your case. And we've been fortunate enough that we've had quite a few practice games leading into this season. And last season, we were fortunate enough to get a game on the MCG as sort of an intra-club in November as a test for the they're the opportunities that you get, and you just enjoy those because what everyone's been through in the last couple of years, there's a lot of people with a lot more harder stories than me. I'm just out there trying to make runs and trying to get in the team, so you try and put everything into perspective, really.
Yeah, you've been very diplomatic here. We're talking half about someone that was the captain of our last Shefford Shield title.
My word.
He was the captain.
My word. And one of the great greenskeepers in history at the Werribee Park Golf Club. Yeah. Is that still happening, Trev?
No, I haven't been back there. So I'm actually doing just a little bit of coaching at the moment at Geelong Grammar and Narromine College. So I haven't had much time to get back to the greenskeeping side of things. I think I haven't had any more either, living in an apartment. I haven't had any lawn to do, so I might need some up training on that sort of thing.
Right, it's like riding a bike, mate. Once you get out there, it's straight back into the system. You'll be fine. And just like it was with your cricket, straight back out there and a big 144 not out to get back into the game, mate. Well done on your performance through the week, and hopefully many more runs to come for you.
Thanks very much, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Good stuff. Travis Dean with us, Victorian opening batsman. Player of the match in the last Shield game against New South Wales. 2-0 in the 3-game series.